Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Recently, there was a series of news stories about an officer 5 years after the incident who was under investigation, has been let go from the department. And Skip's here to talk to us about that. Skip, welcome to the show.
Morning. How are you doing this morning?
It seemed like quite a long time for pretty straightforward investigation, in my mind, to finally get resolved.
Yes, this investigation was started in 2020, and the investigation was completed in March of 21. And we're now in, June of 25, and the officer has finally been dismissed. And it's pretty egregious what happened. You basically had an employee who realized there were problems at the crime lab. He was taken out of his apartment, repeatedly told he's not under arrest, but was not allowed to return to his apartment. He was surrounded by three officers so that he could not return to his apartment. He was put in the back of a locked NOPD vehicle, taken to PIB, and there he was forced to resign from his job at the crime lab. It's a shame's radio because there's about an hour and a half video of this. It is pretty hard to watch. It's pretty hard to watch. I've watched it twice. I get pretty angry. Yeah.
So what was the breakdown? Why so long before they were able to resolve this case?
I think a couple of reasons. One is, if we flash back to that period of time in 2020, PIB was really corrupt. It was basically, the ranking officer there was Sabrina Richardson. There was another officer there. His name was Watson. He often went by the nickname Doc Watson because of his ability to sort of fix PIB reports, either for the good or for the worst. And if you think about that, even this report, once you read it, has so many inconsistencies and is so poorly done. It was a reflection of PIB at the time. Now, it's not the PIB that we have now, thank goodness. There's been real reform. We have a much, much better and competent PIB. And for those that are listening, PIB is the Public Integrity Bureau, which is essentially internal affairs or the police of the police. And this investigation compromised a couple of their officers. One of the officers ordering this to occur was Officer Watson, who ordered this to happen. So they used the excuse of a wellness check to go see if someone was okay, to basically detain them, transport them somewhere, and force them to resign from their job. Now, if you think about who was also involved there, there was another officer on the ground, Lieutenant Kim Williams, and then the officer that was recently fired, Officer Michael Stalbert. Both these officers were sent to the crime lab as punishment. So in 2020 and before, the crime lab was often used as a place to discipline officers. So if you were misbehaving or you had some issues within the department, rather than maybe being written up again, they would transfer you to the crime lab. There was no practical function there because they didn't have the qualifications to, you know, run DNA or do ballistics or, you know, run drug samples. It was just a punishment. And the problem is, when you take disciplinary problems and concentrate them in one place, I think what we see is just this, where we have officers.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, right?
Yeah, big surprise, right? And some of these names are well known. Two of the officers have resigned from the force, retired from the force. Officer Stalwart was fired from the force. There's only one of the officers that was sort of involved in this still left on the force, and that's Sabrina Richardson. So, and there's some really bizarre inconsistencies where in the PIB report itself, it talks about meetings, but these meetings with Captain Richardson and Officer Michael Stalbert occurred during times where they were on detail. how did these meetings happen when they were actually on detail and they're supposed to be in PIB as well? And of course, that goes back to that whole double dipping thing that we've seen where officers were claiming to be at two places at once. And of course, why, you know, Captain Richardson was demoted to Lieutenant Richardson. So, but it's a real, a bad time in the NOPD. And, you know, getting back to your question, so why did this happen now? There's a change at PIB. There's a change in leadership. We have a chief that I think has a moral compass and is trying to do the right thing. And when you have one of the officers in your department with the longest disciplinary history of any officer, that deserves extra scrutiny. And I think that scrutiny was finally applied. I don't think this would have happened if we had another chief that was internally promoted. I think bringing in an outside chief has really made a big difference here.
Let me ask you, the victim here, Carl Vonderhaar,
yes.
He was interviewed by the media, and he says he believes that a lot of this, relative to this encounter, which for the benefit of the listening audience, two officers showed up at his home without a warrant and basically took him into custody, all the while saying, you're not under arrest, you're not this, you're not that. He says this whole thing was probably an attempt to stop him from articulating other concerns that he had, other issues, shortcuts they were taking, inappropriate behavior, unethical behavior within the crime lab. Do we know whether or not he was ever afforded the opportunity to bring those concerns forward? And do we know whether there was an investigation to look into this?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. I had not even thought of that myself. And I know the answer to it, unfortunately. No, the answer is no, this did not happen. And instead, the scrutiny was instead placed on the employee. And of course, the employee was brought to PIB, Mr. Vonderhaar, and forced to resign from his job because he was voicing legitimate concerns. Now, I think there's some underlying tones here. Often, Officer Stalwart just simply wasn't at work, yet was claiming a huge number of hours. And he was making close to $200,000 a year and appeared to be doing very little. And was this addressed? There was another PIB investigation into that. It was shown that he had significant payroll issues. Matter of fact, I think there were multiple investigations into that, because he just refused to stop. I think in one particular case, he was put on suspension and then got back from suspension and immediately double dipped again. So, which is, you know, you're at work, but you're also at a detail. So you've signed in or both at the same time. So a really, really interesting mess. And the crime lab remained in disarray for years. Luckily, we have a new crime lab leader who has got a significant job in front of her to sort of reorganize the crime lab. And in this particular case, there really shouldn't be any officers in the crime lab. I teach forensic science here at University of New Orleans. And one of the things I talk about in my class is called confirmational bias. By divorcing officers from the science that goes on in the crime lab, you ensure that the results are court-worthy and irrefutable, right? And this has gone, most labs have done this. A great example of this is a Houston crime lab. They used to have a lot of problems, and they went to an all-civilian force, and they have one of the best crime labs in the country now. But it's a lot of work to set this up. As a matter of fact, our new crime lab leader is from the Houston crime lab. So I expect to see reforms that improve the Houston crime lab implemented here.
So I guess it would be safe to say that whatever issues that would have been brought forth by Mr. Vonderhaar probably have been resolved then because of
most of them have been resolved. I understand that there is when he was there and he was forced to resign, there were no written procedures for how to go about testing, which is just that makes my head explode. How do you have a methodical process with no written procedures? That has been fixed. And I understand all the drug chemists have been retrained so that they can produce reliable, consistent results. And of course, in a couple of years, we should have a functional DNA lab. You know, but I think that's a whole nother can of worms. So it'd be nice if it was a little sooner.
But yeah, it's interesting, though. Obviously, a lot of this has been cleaned up. I mean, and it's not until years later that we recognize the breadth and depth of the challenge, the problem, the corruption, you know, the incompetence, the ineptitude. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to pile on here, but the reality is that every time I have you on, you know, I'm scratching my head saying, my God.
You know, well, let me add one more
because most of this is not rocket science, right? I mean, you know, this just runs counter to traditional common sense practices that have been in place in law enforcement for decades.
Absolutely, decades. And look, the NOPD is trying to clean itself up. In the last 3-4 months, they have fired 4 officers. All right, so Officer Stalbert wasn't the only one. Now, it does concern me that Officer Stalbert was just one of the officers that were responsible for this. There should be a serious look at anyone involved in this. And we still have at least one officer involved in this that has not been critically examined. And they should be held to task.
Well, there was a female officer at the house with him, wasn't there?
No, there was. Well, yes, there was. I'm sorry. Yes, Officer Kim Williams. She was, again, she's retired from the force. She had some payroll issues of her own and then sort of quickly retired. But this was a big problem because basically she was the ranking officer at the scene and allowed 2 officers to enter his apartment without permission, without a warrant. And then she was the one that actually locked him in a patrol car and had him brought to PIB. So she has retired from the force. What you can do with that, I don't know, but certainly should have been ushered out. But it's nice that this is being addressed. But
no doubt. I mean, it has to. And a lot of credit given to the new chief and a number of the folks that she put in certain positions, right? She understood that we're going to be challenging, and you know, putting people in the right place is key to changing the culture and the like. And we got to get to a break. I apologize. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the great work. We appreciate that as well. Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Have a great weekend.
Not a problem, Noel. Bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.